Remind everybody to turn off your cell phones or at least put them on vibrate. If you need to use a cell phone, please take it outside. That's really disturbing what goes on, and a lot of people can't hear real well anyway, and I'm one of those. So that being said, JT, we'll have our invocation.
Our Father in heaven, as we come again to you today, thanking you, God, for your mercy and your blessings upon us, knowing, God, that you hear us tonight, knowing, God, that you answer prayers, we pray tonight for the wisdom and the knowledge of this gathering here tonight. We pray, Lord, that you would give the knowledge and the understanding to our mayor and all of our commissioners, that they would make decisions, God, that is pleasing to you. And let there be no animosity between any of us tonight. As we remain your servants, we ask these things in Jesus' name. I humbly pray. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody place the flag uncovered.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you both. All right, let's have a certification of the Sunshine Law.
We did.
Roll call.
Mayor Hooper.
Here.
Commissioner Crabtree.
Here.
Commissioner Parker.
Here.
Vice Mayor Nunley.
Here.
Commissioner Atherton. City Manager Tina Green.
Here.
And the attorney is Keith Davis.
Has everybody had an opportunity to read the minutes from the last meeting? Do I hear a motion that these be approved? Are there any questions?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. You need this copy. You got one.
New business, Heather Cox.
I don't think she's here.
All right. Ms. Whitwell. Okay,
I just thought you guys had questions for me, and if you
don't. Well, I do have some questions that I've been asked and I can't answer, so
okay.
Let me find you in here.
Okay.
So I think you're in here with the park board, and I've written my questions with them. Some of them I can do. You are a nonprofit. Is that what I understand? Your group is a nonprofit?
No, we're a for-profit LLC, but the
okay.
way it basically works is all of the money from each pageant we have just goes to the next one. So
okay.
it's literally, we made like $200 last year
okay,
that we profited.
I just want to be sure we're
yeah.
clear about that.
Sure.
And you do have insurance?
Yes, insured and licensed.
Okay. Now, my question here is, and I know this sounds terrible, but I want to be sure that, and I think it's a wonderful thing
mm-hmm.
to start this pageant up again. Where are you going to do this? Where?
I had intended on using the high school, but I haven't actually contacted anyone
okay.
yet.
But it won't be at the park?
No, it will not be at the park.
Okay. And my next question is, your advertising for
mm-hmm.
this will clearly state that this is not a function of the City of Whitwell?
Correct. It will be a function of Princesses and Pearls Pageants,
okay.
Which is just our company, and I'm literally just tacking on Miss Whitwell for the high school girls.
And that was my questions I had been asked.
Okay.
And my biggest concern always is liability.
Right.
Yeah. So that's all.
Yeah, we're insured
you.
For all of the ages that
okay.
the girls competing.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions you want to ask about that? All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I look forward to. Do we need to approve this?
Tina? I would, just to be on the record.
All right. Do I hear a motion that we approve Peyton Patterson and her for-profit LLC to conduct a beauty pageant on Labor Day and name a Miss Whitwell?
I make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor say
aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Charlie Russo.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Charlie Russo. I live up here at
149 West Idaho Street. And I'm not here to accuse anybody of anything, name names or anything. I'm just really seeking some understanding. We moved up there 24 and 5 years ago. Got two neighbors lived behind me. And we had a peaceful little area up there. Okay, this guy buys the place, puts a trailer up there about 2 years ago. And I'll say it, he's selling drugs. And I've turned my head and looked past this for 2 years now because I don't want to get into nothing with nobody. But in a 24-hour period, 24/7, there's between 5 and 15 cars a day comes up that road. Now, I've heard him say he's got families living with him and he's got thugs for friends. But friends don't come and see you for 5 minutes. You know, I go see somebody, I shake their hand, stay a while. This is 24/7 now. This is at night, too. We've got boys or men seen walking around in the yards at night. We're starting to get gas stolen. And I got some kids that live below me that I really do love, and I don't want to see nothing happen to them. And what broke the back with me was I've had 5 men come up on my porch. And we're sitting there with our front door open, storm door closed, and they're hunting him. And the last one that come did not let us know he was there or nothing. He walked up to my window and put his hands up like this and looked into my house.
So he was hunting this neighbor in the trailer.
Right.
Now, you've talked to Rodney, police chief, about this.
Oh, yeah.
And Rodney, we know there's an ongoing investigation.
Exactly.
And I know that everybody up here has the greatest sympathy for you. But knowing it's happening and being able to prove it, get long in the tooth.
Well, what I want somebody to explain to me is what's probable cause, because that's what I hear. I've heard, I'm not like saying, well, they ain't no names, but I've heard Whitwell Police says they can't do nothing, it has to be the county. I've heard from the county says it has to go to TBI.
Do you live in the city limits?
Mm-hmm.
He is in the city limits.
Yeah.
And, it seems like it just keeps on passing on, and everywhere I go I hear probable cause. I don't
Rodney,
know what probable cause
is. Do you want to address this? Is this
with two this newspapers here, I don't want to comment.
Not kill your investigation.
It is under investigation, and I don't know where they got the county.
But
if it's over there, we're going to work it. I don't know where that comes from about passing it off to the county.
Because we haven't passed it off to the county.
No.
We have increased patrols in that area.
Increased the patrols over there.
And we appreciate that. And we're documenting it.
And document everything. The thing you need to be doing is document when somebody comes up on your porch, get their name.
Well, can I say something sitting here?
You can come up with him.
Okay, I'm his wife.
I kind of thought you might.
My thing is, I don't drink. I don't do drugs, but it's me picking the needles up, and I'm the one having to pick up the big Bud ice cans every day out of my yard.
I would say to you, don't pick them up, call, so the police will come.
Well, when we pulled out, there's one laying there now.
A can or a needle?
It's a can.
Don't pick needles
no,
up.
No, I gave the needle to the police.
Yeah, Seagrass bought it.
Anyway, don't you pick them up.
But our needles. Problem is, last summer, we spent a lot of time outside, especially
right.
Tessa Norman, because Daddy had a picnic table down there. Okay, this guy, he comes up, he wants to fight. Today's been a pretty warm day. It's already started.
Did you Stacey call the police Pedigo, as soon as that person came up?
Well, they know about it last year, about it happening.
But you didn't today. No.
But not
as
today.
Soon as anybody comes, that minute, call them.
But
by the time we do that, they're gone. Because they don't. They want to be bad and they want to start
I
this
know.
Stuff, but they're chicken and they take off.
But Tessa was standing on the porch today and they were in his car. It was Stacy Pedigo and some other girl trying to pick a fight with her, and all she was doing was standing on the porch. And we're not going through this another summer. Someone's going to be hurt.
Yes.
And I don't think it's going to be us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he even stopped in the street one day and called another neighbor a liar. And he said, "I don't just sell pills, I sell cocaine, heroin, and meth. So if you're gonna tell it, tell the truth." And he's tried to pick fights, and you know, we can't sleep, we can't do nothing. We have to sit up there all the time and wonder what's going on.
You stay here after we finish this meeting and talk with Rodney, because the last thing any of us want to do is mess up something that's going on in an investigation.
I understand that
100%. Because it is hard enough in this day and time.
That's true.
Keith, would you not agree with that? To get somebody in.
That's what makes me so mad. They've got the rights.
Well,
we ain't.
We all have rights, but proving things, mm-hmm. and you know it as well as I know it.
Mm-hmm.
But we will do the best we can, I promise you, to see if we can't take some other measures.
Well, that's why I told you. I'm not down here blaming y'all or nothing.
Not.
I'm just when that syringe was in my yard, that's
that
what nailed
the
coffin with me.
And I don't blame you.
Because if he wants to go mess himself up, mess other people up, young kids, get over in the country somewhere and do it. Not right there around us and our kids. And I know there's other places it's going. I know we're not the only ones.
But we appreciate you coming, and you stay here and you talk with Rodney and the other policemen here. And I bet we can work out something that will at least give you some more safety.
Well, I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you.
That makes me feel a whole lot better.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, we all need to be really, really aware of taking care of our neighbors, too. Okay, Robert O'Malley.
I don't think he's here.
All right. Ron Alfred.
Just take a few minutes, about 8 minutes of your time, if you don't mind.
Can you turn that around just a little bit so they can see
them?
I'm
going to do it. I'm doing the Military Vehicle Museum up at Mont Eagle. We are in Marion County, on the Marion County side. We're a mile and a half off of I-24 going west towards Suwanee on the left before you get to the Mikasa Mexican Restaurant. A little bit on the history. I'm executor of Bud Warner's property in the old military junk that used to be in Tracy. It was in his will that we do a museum in southeast Middle Tennessee, so we chose Mont Eagle. We've had this property for 2 years now, and as we speak, I've got 51 vehicles or wheeled items in the museum. Took a few pictures a few weeks back, and I'll leave this up here afterwards. I just wanted you to know we've got another museum working in the county. We plan on opening May the 3rd with about 60 vehicles inside. When we're done, we'll have about 80 vehicles inside and about 40 outside on display. We've got unique things, some prototype Jeeps that never went into production. It's kind of unique within itself. Bud's collection went to Ohio, we'll call it, and I really had to fight to get back a portion of what was sent up there. We are a nonprofit museum, have been since June of 12. We're 501c3. And when we get open, we're going to open Wednesday through Saturday. Looks like our hours are going to be from 9 till 3, 9 till 4, depending on the season. There are five of us board members chosen by him prior to his death in 11. And I just wanted the community to know, I know we're on the outskirts of the far end of the county from here, but you do have a military vehicle or military museum in the county, and we'd like to have your support and invite you to come and visit with us sometime. So we'll be open May the 3rd.
How old is your oldest vehicle?
I've got a 1917 white truck, a World War I. But prior to that, I've got a World War I military wagon in there that I bought in Tupelo, Mississippi. So it's about 108 years old.
Oh, my word.
But we've got artillery, and basically, you know, trucks and trailers and things that goes with it. And we ask that if anybody has anything they'd like to put on loan or donate, since we are a 501c3, we give you proper paperwork if it's a donation, so you can use it for tax deductions. Or if you've got small items you want to put on loan, we can do that as well.
So you have things other than just vehicles?
Yes. Yeah, this will, the soft goods, as we refer to it, will come, we've got some now, but it'll grow as we're there longer. And, you know, if you've got something put back that, you know, means a lot to the family, but you'd like for it to be displayed, we've got some display cabinets coming, and we've got a small area now to put some small items in.
Will there be a charge when you're fully operational?
We're going to ask for a $5 donation. As far as an admission charge, we'd like to keep it at that. We're not doing this to make money. There's enough money in the estate funds to perpetually carry this. So I just wanted the community to know about it. I'm going to hit each city council meeting and let you know what we're doing.
Well, and you've got two county newspapers here, so you've got a good audience.
Do you have, are you going to make some pamphlets and stuff?
Yes, ma'am.
If you bring me some, I'll put them in here in the city hall.
We've got that ongoing right now. We're working on our website, and we ought to have that up by the time we open.
Okay.
So will it, on your grand opening day, will that be 9 o'clock? Or is it a different time?
Yes, ma'am.
That'll be 9 o'clock?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 9 o'clock.
What day was that?
May the 3rd, the first Wednesday of May.
All righty.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions they want to ask him? Thank you. That's a real addition to our county. If you haven't been to the Veterans Park here, you really missed that thing. Y'all do a wonderful job keeping that up. I was up there walking with Edward today, and I thought, man, that's impressive. All right, old business. We received from Mr. Austin request that, you know, he's not stuck with us any longer. And so we have approval of the RFQs for legal services.
This is probably something you would want to
And we'll have to
go over.
You might want to go over this
together on Saturday or
yeah,
something if it's up to time.
We'll do it at a work session.
And I'll put it with that other stuff that
all
you
right.
need.
All right, update on the land swap. You want to tell or you want me to?
I'll let you tell. I've got the paperwork ready.
We have the paperwork now to swap this land that we had, this little piece of land we had directly across from Hardy's, for the piece of land that is behind the
bleachers
at Quibble High School. So all we need is a motion that we do this swap, and we sign off on the deeds, and it is a done deal, and we can start working to see what we can do with that property.
Mm-hmm.
So do I hear a motion that we go ahead with this swap?
I'll make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All righty. Boundaries on the industrial park property.
I give everybody a copy of that map that you gave me. I try to make it smaller for them to see.
It was. Good.
That was the map that you was asking about, not that. You asked me about that property.
It's kind of a triangle.
We just need to we need to get up there and mark, do something to lay it out before we start letting people get.
We got to put the boundary.
We got to put
the boundary. Yeah,
it has
It has been surveyed,
and that's what you got, a copy
of them. We just need to get somebody to go over there and walk them and get the boundaries on it. So when we tell people they can have dirt, they don't get on
Mr. Henry's
property.
So we don't need to take any action on this?
No, we just need to, we need to figure out how, who we're going to get to walk it and mark it.
All right, update on the asphalt speed hump.
Me and you discussed this in length, and we have come to the understanding that anybody that wants speed humps or removal of any speed humps that's there now, that they have to go around to all their neighbors and get the majority of the neighborhood saying either they want the speed hump or they want it removed or whatever before we'll act on any more speed humps.
They have to get it in writing.
In writing, well, before we do any more speed humps.
Here's the suggestion, because we'll have people come in here 1 month and they want a speed hump.
Then the
neighbor comes in here the next month, they want it moved. So here's the bottom line, and we probably need a motion for this. They would have to come in here, if they want a speed hump on their street, they'd have to come in here with a paper that has every person's name on that street, and they say yes or no, and if the majority want a speed hump, then we'll see if we can afford one, and if they don't, we won't.
Well, we went over the speed hump thing before. We had those speed humps that was made. We ever decide whether to go with asphalt or if we decide to put more speed humps down, are we going back with portables and we're going to have street?
That's another issue we need to address.
Yep.
Let's do this one first and then we'll get to that part. Mm. Because these non-portable ones are $200 each.
I think that's what he told me.
And the portables are.
I actually got some for 10 bucks.
But that's the second.
But I can get them for like $100 and something, or I think I give $300 or $400 for two sets from Amazon.
Okay.
Of the portable.
So first, do I hear a motion that we tell people they have to have a majority in the neighborhood voting yes or no in writing? Do I hear a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion.
All right, do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, then we'll do that. Then the second thing we need to decide, and that's something that needs to be worked out with the fire department and the police department, and Terry, we'll put you in charge of that.
Which one would be better.
So,
well, I don't think we need to go with the kind that we had before.
That
right,
punched
the car.
You're
pulling away from the street, people, when they're out here doing their jobs, to go around and tighten these speed humps up and stuff.
They're off.
And then we're still taking a chance that they work loose before they could get to them and bust another tar.
Well, and we've already started a precedent that we paid for one of our citizens' tires. So if it happens again, then,
I say if they're only $200,
so
we do the asphalt.
So you want to make a motion that we just go with asphalt totally?
I'm going to say this. I know of four speed humps that was put down several years ago on McIntyre Road that's barely, you can tell it's been used. Asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's down, it's down. You know, once it's,
so is that in the form of a motion, I mean, that that's
the time
what we
you,
do?
Time you pay out money for these portables and all this stuff,
I agree,
the asphalt done, it's going to last.
If it's just going to cost a couple hundred dollars, that's why he's, Mr. Lofty said. I mean,
so
time you do that.
Is that a motion?
I make a motion. Yeah.
Do I hear a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so from now on we'll put real asphalt speed humps.
Okay.
All right, what's the update on traffic?
Well, I'm still working with Brandy and she's having to get stuff from NAFCO. Is it NAFCO?
That's the same people that do the bat stuff.
Well,
NEPA.
They're not. They don't get in a hurry. So
no, they don't get in a hurry.
So we're still. That's still. That we might get some new turn signals next year sometime.
Now we're talking about turn signals down by the high school
and the fix system. We're trying to get them to come in and look and see what we need to do to get them fixed.
Right. And NAFCO, like TDOT, they don't move very fast.
No, I don't. And Brandy has agreed to help me with this, you know, without us even charging us. So
yeah.
I don't want to drive her crazy, aggravating her about it.
Brandy Campbell Cookson has been very good citizen helper here. All right. So what do you have to say about the purchase of the trucks?
Well, we have a truck down right now, the Ford Ranger, the transmission's out of it.
Okay.
Junior come in here one day and Tennessee American has bought all new vehicles. And he said that the silver truck that they purchased when they bought the water and the other F-150 was just setting up at the water plant and they were going to get rid of them. So I asked him, would they be interested in letting the city repurchase them? Because we were the original owners. so really nobody's ever owned them but us and what little bit they drove them. And he has went through his department, and they have agreed to let us have first option of buying before they go to auction. They have agreed to let us have the 2006 silver, the silver Ford truck that Junior used to drive for $1,450. And it has 192,000 miles on it. The F-150 2008 has 92,000 miles.
2009.
Is it 9? I thought it was 8. Maybe it is 2009, but Jim corrected me. And they want $5,900 for it. The total of that together is, I think, $7,350. And we actually have that in budget. I have budgeted that in general, the general capital outlay. If Jens would agree to let me purchase these back from Tennessee Americans so we could have two. Because we're actually, when we get another city manager, you'll have to have somebody, you'll have to have something to drive.
They've just been sitting there all this time?
No, they've actually been driving them. Okay. And they actually let somebody that was contracting out with them, he said there's some yellow paint in one of them because they was painting stripes for them. And I said, well, I don't care about that because you're going to grow potatoes in that other one we had. But it would give us an extra vehicle with that other one down because he's having to drive that Ford Explorer, which you're lucky if it gets you up the road and back. So, but I'm just asking.
What's the will of the commission?
Both vehicles were owned by the city.
Yes.
They've got all the service records on it and everything, right?
I mean, they've been good trucks. I mean, and we have somebody actually can work on them now.
So we're talking about $7,350, which you have already in the budget.
We have it in capital outlay.
I'll make a motion. We purchase them back.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So now we're down to the repairs on this Ford.
I actually, the transmission, yeah. Well, I mean, the trucks, the body and the motor and stuff's still good in it. As the transmission started slipping, and just to make, we sent it down to Miles Motors to let them look at it to make sure that's what it was. And they said it would cost $4,451.57 to fix it. Mm-hmm. I said, the truck ain't worth that much. So I went and got it back, and I took it to, I got two more estimates from UT, and there was a place in Dunlap, but UT Performance would guarantee and rebuild a transmission for the city and have a 3-year warranty on it or $100,000 miles for $2,620, and I'm asking the commissioners to let me go ahead and fix that.
So we don't have to take a bid?
I've actually got estimates. It don't have to be a bid because it's under $5,000.
Okay.
But I actually got three quotes. But there's no way I want to pay $4,000 for it.
So it's how much?
$2,620.
Did he give you a time frame that it would be fixed in?
Well, the guy is from Tracy that will rebuild it, and the Grayson man, he said he would have it. He could have it running within 2 or 3 weeks if he could get it. You know, I told him he's setting up out his shop, but I told him he couldn't do anything to it until I got approval for it to be fixed. Okay. And he's pretty good about turnaround.
Yeah.
He's
well, the Grayson guy. From past experience, I mean, with the time limit, been a long time sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's why I wondered if he'd give me like a time.
No, I could ask him after we get approval, but he's not. I just told him to leave it sitting there. He's furry. He's actually rebuilt stuff for us before.
Well, can we give him a limit and say,
can you get this done within
a month? Is All right. What's the will of the commission? Do I hear a motion that we do this?
I make a motion we get it repaired.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. February 8th month financial report and review.
I distribute everybody this financial report for everybody to see. And right now, we are actually projected to run over on, collecting more sales tax and local sales tax than we normally do. And we could probably contribute that to the auction across the street.
Good, I'm glad they're helping us.
But yeah, we are actually running over budget on some of the expenditure, the grants and stuff. The grant, we're still like some money on the park grant, but they're supposed to be closing that out, so we'll end up getting the rest of that grant money. I still asked them about the mulch, because TDEC told me that they didn't think there was ever enough mulch in it. So I sent Sam an email, and I hadn't heard back from him yet, and asked him, about, did he talk to Game Time about the mulch? Yeah, because I think that they should be responsible for giving us some mulch, because there's not enough up there. And it has never went to that black top. So I'm waiting to see what they say, because we might have to end up bite the bullet and buy mulch, because they've already been paid.
This is that wood mulch?
Yes, the wood mulch. We actually got that other one, the other one up top is fixed, and I got Murdoch and him to rake it out, and it's all level now up there.
Looks good, I remember up there today.
And as far as everything else, everything's going to plan, but as we're actually projected to spend more money than we brought in, and it has to do with the paving that we have contributed to it. But if you take the paving out, and the park capital outlay, and the GE capital, and the grant, we're still owed $16,000 from the state of Tennessee, the grant money. This is on page 5 at the bottom. We're actually only running over budget $2,691.26, considering the capital outlays and stuff that we've done.
That's since July.
Since July, yes. So we're still right in line. We still do a lot of money coming in, and it's hard to tell about business taxes now starting to come in, because they've changed everybody to December year end, and April and May is when we start getting all that business tax. So we'll see all that coming in. Property taxes is coming in good. We've actually collected $119,000 already. We actually turned over 2015 to the county, to the attorneys. They're getting it ready to turn over to the county. But if anybody's got any questions about anything on the budget.
Anything you want to ask about this? All right. Everybody has a police department report, and I'm sure you looked over it. Do you have any questions, or Rodney, do you have anything you want to say?
The seized vehicles auction March 25th.
25th, 10 a.m. We actually got 4 seized vehicles, and we're going to sell the 2006 Ford Explorer out here.
And you're going to sell it here on the property.
On the property.
When was that?
To March the 25th. It's Saturday, March 25th, 10 a.m.
To the highest bidder?
Highest bidder.
Seal bid, or just?
No, we just sat there and they bid.
Where is?
March 25th.
They buy where he is.
Yeah, it's as is.
Starting at what time?
10 a.m. I've got it on the sign out there too, and I put it in the paper.
Anybody have any questions for Rodney? All right, volunteer fire department. Anybody have any questions about that? Or Todd, do you have anything to add?
I did put in there a copy of that, the insurance.
The insurance, yeah.
And you got any questions about it?
I think we agreed to that last month.
Yeah, we agreed to that last month.
I did, thank you.
I think you just put that in there for your information.
Information. All right, any questions for the fire department? All right, we have library report, and then we have this second session. Marilyn, you have anything you need to say about this?
Yes, I do.
Then we'll come up here so they can hear you.
I didn't get a chance to get this in because I didn't know that I had to bring it before the board, because it's a government there's no bidding to it or anything. But what it is, you can see there, these are the people that have contributed the money. I want to take what's left in my budget. You all got it in your budget, but I made another copy of it so you can see it in yellow. It's $2,818.08. I want to put that with my other money that I've gotten so that I can get that piece of equipment that you see the picture of. Libraries, all the state libraries were offered it. It's a almost $11,000 piece of equipment. We're going to get it for $4.99. The old bat picture that you see is the one we have now, and we can't even find, it's so old we can't even find a bulb to replace the bulb in it so that we can get it to
that
work.
That came off Noah's heart, did it?
It definitely came off Noah. Noah brought it right on with him. Well, we don't have a clue, because Troy, my technician in the state, cannot even find one.
Sure.
But this is going to be
a
real...
Could we sell it as an antique?
Probably. I was thinking it might be full of copper. So, anyway, it'll definitely help the library, but I believe it would help a lot of everybody here. If anybody wants to put their records on a CD, it'll take anything and do that. It'll take a flash drive, but it'll also do like an 8mm, and that's what we have a lot of. Up there we have records that go back to the 1700s. I don't know how we wound up with all that wonderful information, but we have it, and that's what I'm going to purchase. But I need that money to go with all the other grants I got and money that I put together.
So do I need to write a check to Olerina Humphreys Library?
Yeah, it's whatever you want to do.
Or to that company. I mean,
yeah,
I think in the past when she's got technology grants, it used to be like 500. She'd get 500. We'd match 500 or something. Mm-hmm. And I'd just write it to Olerina Humphreys Library.
That would be great, because then that's what everybody else is going to do.
So
I've already got my money from
the...
I just need a copy of that invoice.
Okay.
That whatever it is, and say that Youngs have approved.
So we need a motion to
approve the 20 whatever. What was it? $2,818.
Yeah, it's whatever you had left.
Yeah, whatever's left in technology.
This does not affect our
MOE. No, it's in the budget. We fixed her budget.
Yeah. All right. Do I hear a motion that
I'm gonna make a motion. We get this
purchase.
I'm taking care of my library now.
Well, I want to say this too about the invoice. I can't get the invoice. They're not going to, I don't know, she's not invoiced me yet from archives.
Yeah, she can just, get me some kind of estimate or something.
All in favor?
An email would be good.
Any opposed? All right.
Just something for the auditors to look at.
We are approved by that.
Okay.
You have senior citizens report that BJ gave us a while ago. If you have any questions you want to ask, BJ has anything you want to add?
Just that we found out this week that we're back to getting the red band because it had already been ordered before we...
Yeah.
So...
Well, we won't be able to miss you. We'll be able to see that bright red band on.
And they said that they would get it, the Transmobility or something would get it in April, and we should get it by the 1st of May.
All right.
So I'm going to call the foundation and let them know what's going on, and I will be writing a letter to them because they needed an update in March.
Okay. Anything else you want to ask about senior citizens? All right. Whitwell Park Board, Mr. Jim, you're up.
Well, we've been busy working on the fields. We've had put sand on the fields, and we've been working on it for 4 weeks. We've got them in pretty good shape, and we've got our park sanctioned with Busy Dean. And we've got how many teams, Tiffany?
Four.
And I would like to ask the commission if they would purchase the insurance for the teams.
So do we have money to
do
that?
Yeah, what it was is they're starting out with nothing.
Right.
And so I told them that I couldn't give them money without them having an audited financial statement. So I said I would recommend to the board that we pay their liability insurance for this first year to be so they can keep that money that they collected from the kids to buy their equipment and stuff that they need.
Now.
And it's going to be like $204,
okay.
I think.
Let me ask these questions so when our audit comes up next year, we don't have that question. Well, let's go with this first. Do I hear a motion that we pay their insurance for these four teams, which would be $204?
It's 5115 times four. I think it's 204 or something. I think 206 something. It's less than $210, whatever.
Okay.
I make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
I second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we're going to pay the insurance. Now, the next question is, so we don't get into any audit findings, how they're going to collect their own. Explain how this is going to work.
They actually have their own bank account. They've started, and they collect their money and stuff, and it goes in their bank. It has no effect on
them.
Nothing to do with that. They're their own nonprofit organization,
okay.
Their softball league. The Dizzy Dean Whitwell Softball League.
So they're a 501(c)(3).
When they get finished doing all of it.
Well, I know that. But
yeah.
You're working in that direction.
Yeah, we've got our EIN number.
Uh-huh.
It takes 90 days to be
right
nonprofit, so
yeah.
We're not there yet.
Did you find that paperwork that I told you to look on irs.gov?
It actually costs $275, and it takes 90 days to go into effect, so we're not gonna apply until the end of the season.
Yeah.
The season will be over by the time.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But they're working on getting all that done, and.
So is the other.
But we have no responsibility for the money part.
No.
That's not us, okay.
Okay, but it says they're going to rent, they're gonna keep the money from the games.
That's what we're recommending, because they have nothing, they have no equipment, they have nothing, so.
And they're gonna get a donation from us, is that the $200?
I don't, yeah, I don't know why they're.
We don't have both of those.
No, they can't, and I can't do the donation without having proper audited financial statements.
Well, that just wasn't clear right there.
Yeah, I didn't do.
That was two different things.
Yeah, I know, I didn't understand that either. But also, we did get the sign, they hadn't put them up yet, but that we had to do in support. I had those made for them. I've actually got new bases and new plaques. We provide the equipment for them to use at the, we provide the stuff that goes on the fields. They maintain them.
Okay, now, that's my next question, because we're gonna get this question, so we need to have a name. The person who's gonna be responsible, because I see they're gonna run the concession stand, and I'm all for that, don't get me wrong, I'm all for both of those.
Well, normally, we, like in the past, we bid it out, but we don't have enough teams to do it.
But there still needs to be.
Yeah.
The name of the person who's gonna be responsible for that concession stand and for keeping that field, you know.
Lined and.
And drug and all that kind of stuff. And it could be two names, I don't care, but.
She can get all that for us, it's probably gonna be Jonathan and your husband, probably.
Yeah, I can ask.
So what happens?
Oh, you'll do better than ask, I know you.
I said, what happens after the first year?
Well, after the first year, if they've got money maintained, and we see that we're building, and we're having, we're gonna have more teams, hopefully, we can actually, my goal is to bid it out.
So this reverts back to the city?
It reverts back to the city, it's just for this one year.
We're only approving this for one year, so we need a motion about that.
In the past, the softball actually got the bid for the thing, and they took care of it. And they would give us a flat fee of $50 or $75 or whatever it was. That keeps us from having an audit issue. If we do a percentage, then we have an audit issue.
Audit issues, and we don't wanna do that. All right, so do I hear a motion that for one year, we approve this recommendation from the park board, that the Dizzy Dean run the concession stand, maintain the fields, take care of the bases, because I don't wanna have to buy new bases again next year.
Yeah, please make sure those are put up. I bought new ones last year, and they got damaged.
Give us the name of the person who's gonna be responsible for the concession and the field. That's all in one motion we're making here. And then next year, we will revisit this to see if they have money.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, when they have money, they're gonna apply for the 501(c)(3).
Yes, and hopefully, we'll have more teams next year.
All right, that's a motion, do I hear that as a motion? All right, go.
This concession stand, how's this concession stand working with the, with the city?
We're not gonna, they're gonna supply their, we're doing nothing.
I mean, okay, let me.
We're only providing electricity.
Okay, does that mean, does it then have to pay the city for the electricity?
No, we're not gonna charge them.
This is what I'm asking, why can't.
For one year.
Why can't Whitwell let Dizzy Dean, if it's nothing but a dollar or whatever, lease the concession stand for a three-year period till they get on their feet? Instead of just one year, it's gonna take them a couple, that's a lot of expense.
Yeah.
And I don't see why they, we don't sign a lease, let Dizzy Dean softball lease the concession stand.
She's the only one here from it, they would need to discuss.
They're actually out practicing, I let it practice.
And also, you get in an audit discussion there.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I think we do it for one year, and if they want it next year, we can revisit it.
Yeah, we can revisit.
Oh, yeah, it's a, I just.
I mean, and we're not buying supplies, they're buying supplies.
A lot of money.
They're buying supplies, we're only, we're getting.
All we're doing is providing electricity.
Electricity and the, like the popcorn machine and all that stuff.
And they're gonna make sure that everything's cleaned out.
I just wanna make sure they get a go at it, you know, something like.
We got Jim watching after them.
And we'll come, we'll revisit it again.
And yes, you can just let Jim know who's gonna be over the.
Right.
Who we can get in touch with the maintaining, for the maintenance and stuff, because we'll have to get keys for the people that's over the concession.
All
I was gonna ask how we get keys for like the locks.
Yeah. Well, actually, I'm working on, I ordered some more of those locks, those ones that's waterproof, that we used for the water company, that they're the green ones. They're all master locks, and then one key opens all of them. Actually, we're getting some more in.
15, 20 keys.
We actually getting some more in. He's ordered them for me. They're gonna be red, though, because Jim went red.
First, we gotta get this motion done. So do I hear?
I'll make the motion.
You made the motion.
I'll say.
And Angela, did you get that 4,000 worded motion?
Sure, listen to the, that'll take you forever, won't it?
A motion and a second for a one-year, no charge use of the field and the concession stand by Dizzy Dean, within, with the understanding that they will maintain the fields and that they will be responsible for lining and all that kind of stuff, and keep that concession stand cleaned up and take care of the equipment.
We provide the chalk, and we have the machine.
We've got a motion, and did we have a second? Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right.
You just get with Jim. He'll give you what you need.
It's a done deal.
We're gonna change those law, all those locks, where they've been signed.
Also, we've got our bulbs, and Scotty Valley's promised they would be there tomorrow.
All right, good.
Yeah.
We have a work day Saturday, just to get the park cleaned.
If anybody wants to help, we got a volunteer work day.
And we're selling barbecue, like fresh smoked.
Oh, you are gonna sell barbecue Saturday?
Saturday.
The barbecue will be ready about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Is that like a plate, or is that just meat?
You can get just a sandwich for $5, or you can get a sandwich, chips, and a drink for $7, and then we'll have baked goods.
You'll need a key for the concessions before then.
What time are you starting, ma'am?
We're starting cleaning at 9, but the food should be ready about 10:30 or 11.
Okay.
You can come and clean and wait for the food to get done.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't clean at my own house.
Edward, you can come clean.
No, he don't clean either. That's the problem. It's kinda bad. Okay. Rocky Brown has done some work on making drawings for extending the walking track, and we have been talking to folks about repairing the trackers that we have and extending it so that we have a full mile, and we'll get there next time, I bet you. All right, Miss, we have anything from the Planning Commission?
We didn't have a meeting.
No, we didn't have a meeting.
Nuisance Board.
I've been busy. Me and Mr. Brackett's been very busy. Well, I've actually condemned 4 properties, or the city's condemning 4 properties. We have posted in the paper that the owners have to till 23rd of March to respond to the cities and to let us know what their intention of that property is. We've actually had one property owner that's cleaning up. The other three has not responded. So after the 23rd, Roy has a warrant form that they will fill out, and we will send them to those three. They'll be served on them by the police officer, and they will come to court on April the 4th.
The court here?
Here. And they'll be fined $50 every day for when they're not in compliance, and they have to let us know how, you know, their intentions to do it, what they're gonna do. And if so be it, the city might have to go in and clean it up, tear it down, or whatever at our expense, but we'll put a lien on it, that property, if it's ever sold or anything.
Yeah, I saw the one property being cleaned up. That's gonna look a lot better.
And we have a whole nother list, so me and Roy's doing like 4 at a time. So that's what we're working on.
Any other questions about anything we've gone over so far? I'd like for us to ask Clay Copeland with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to come to our next work session next month, because they have community facilities, loans, and grants for libraries.
Oh, is that what you wanted right here?
Yeah. So if you give that to the commissioners so they could be looking that over before we come next month. That kind of outlines how the program works.
Do you want one?
I think she's got one. I took one.
You already got one? Give it to her.
Yeah, I thought I gave you one.
Well, you got another one. And then, what did you want these two handed out? That was that Dini Cove.
Oh, yeah. For those of you who are interested in climbing the Denny Cove, which is adjacent to Foster Falls, they're having a big to-do there about this new climbing. We're becoming a big center for climbing, so I'll put these extras here if anybody wants to. Darien County is becoming one of the climbing capitals of Tennessee, so.
And they've already got the signs up for this. I pass this every day, yeah. So they already have it marked off with a welcome sign and it marked Denny Cove and everything.
Now, if any of you commissioners want to go, you need an RSVP to Judy Blevins at the chamber office, so.
All right.
Approval of the third reading of ordinance number 332 to amend the annual operating budget and so on and so forth.
It's the same as it was, but the only thing different is I took away the bonds and insurance out of the library and put it in the general fund bonds and insurance so she would not lose her grant and we wouldn't meet the MOE and not go over, so. And that's the only difference, it's all the same.
And that was just for this year?
This year.
This year, and then it would go back?
Yeah, it'll go back in the next year.
All right.
But we've also got rid of the TICO, whatever it is, security system. As of March the 17th, the contract runs out on the 16th, I told them to disconnect, so. That will save almost $3,000 a year. I've actually bought a camera system from the auction over here. It was a $2,000 system for $800, which is capital outlay and does not hurt our MOE. And Mr. Seagraves is gonna install it for her and it'll work with your other cameras you already have up there. He's gonna fix them and you got monitors.
But it won't come out of my budget anyway, right?
No. We've already bought it this year and it comes out of capital outlay. That's part of another part of the section of the budget.
All right, do I hear a motion to approve this third reading of 332 budget amendment?
I make a motion to approve it.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
All right.
Approval of the second reading of ordinance 332, amending the zoning map to zone property at 2445 Main Street to R1 low density. And this is something we agreed to, it was requested by the property owner and recommended by the planning, our local planning commission. So this is just follow up to that. So do I hear a motion that we approve this?
I make a motion.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
We will actually have a public hearing at 5:45 on next month.
Yeah.
We'll have to have a 15-minute public hearing because I'm gonna have to publicize this in the paper.
And we will.
Mm-hmm.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so we've got a first reading now of Resolution 248, so we can advertise we're selling this surplus property. And it's listed the 245 things that we're going to sell on the back.
Yeah.
So do I hear a motion that we approve this resolution?
I make a motion we approve it.
All right. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. TDOT and Mr. Miner with TDOT has been checking out this drainage situation that we have here. He's been here twice, I think.
Yeah.
And they've got to get an engineer. If you've never noticed in front of the park, there's just a ditch puddle, but it's a lake up there.
It's a swimming pool.
It's a swimming pool, and it'll be mosquitoes this summer since we've had such a warm winter. But that is in the works.
Mm-hmm.
It's like anything else with TDOT. It ain't gonna happen tomorrow. It's been an ongoing problem, and
they are working on this place up here too, the sinkhole.
The sinkhole
up here at the first fault here.
The East Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna say that looks really good. I came through there the other day, and the way they redid that drainage there, and then actually made it where it's filled in.
Yeah.
That looks really good. That needed to be done.
Yeah, it did.
All right, we have any announcements that
I
need
do.
To make?
I got something on the slate.
Go for it. Talk on.
I feel honored.
I got appointed to be on the trustee board for the library of Marion County. So I'm gonna be representing Whitmore. Y'all pray for me, because I don't know nothing about libraries.
We are, we've been praying since we...
I'm looking forward to going to the meeting. We got first, I got my first meeting this coming Tuesday at South Pittsburgh, so I'm looking forward to representing Whitmore over there. What I'm gonna get, but I'm going after.
You're gonna do well. I want to say how much I appreciate everybody who's come, and JT for praying, and pray for JT. He has cancer. They operated on his head, and they tell him they've gotten it all, and I hope that's true. Mm-hmm. But he's done so much work with the Miners Museum, and has the man ready for our Miners Park, which is a, what, 10-foot tall?
I think so, yeah.
A metal miner, as soon as we can get the bat studies and all that done.
No, she said as soon as they give him...
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah. I don't think it has to do with the bats. It just has to get him... Okay.
Oh, yeah, it does have to do with the bats. Yeah, the bats play.
Well, the bats will have a place to lie.
They'll have a place to lie.
That's why we have to have the bat study, because the man's so tall, we have to be sure that he's not interfering with their flight plan. That's the truth, right?
Oh, my God.
So anyway, if you see JT, be sure to give him a little pat on the back, because they've done a lot of work, as have the people with the Veterans Park and getting this museum ready in Monteagle for all that military equipment, and the people at the park board. You need to go up and see how much work they've done there, because it's really...
Saying.
If we have no other business to come before... Uh-oh.
I just have a question about the future of Whitmore.
Okay.
Who do we question or go to about trying to get new businesses?
We're about to participate. The state has invited us to participate in something called the Retail Academy.
That's what brought this question.
Yeah, this academy normally costs $30,000. The state is paying all, but we're not quite sure how much we have.
I think it's less than
$5,000. We know that. What they do there is train a team of people. They ask us to have a banker, a commissioner, and a realtor. We really don't have a working realtor in Whitmore right now, but we will get somebody to fill that position, and we will spend days at TC Tech in Cookeville. We'll spend days at Cookeville. I don't know that it's at Tennessee Tech. And this training helps us to know who to contact, how to contact, and what information we need to attract businesses, and to have a plan to show what properties are available to put a business on if we got somebody who's interested. Because the first thing they always ask you when you're trying to attract a business is, you know, how many people, what's your population? Well, the population of Whitmore, according to the last census, is 1,720 people. But when you look at where we draw all the way to the county line in four directions, you know. So we want to be sure that we are leading them to know, to understand that we have more than 1,700 people who would be their customers. So that's where we're going.
I'm very interested in seeing if this is fulfilled, and we're missing the boat.
We're very interested in seeing that we attract businesses here. That's, we're working.
I will step forth and say, if you need any help, you've got to let me know.
Thank you. We appreciate that. We will keep that on the front burner. Mm-hmm. Never turn down help, do we?
No.
Do I hear a motion that we adjourn?
I'll make
the
motion.
Do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor?
I'll just say
any
amen.
Opposed?
I'll say amen.
Amen.
It's been a long day.